Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Irish on Tap, a podcast about the Notre Dame Fighting Irish presented to you by On Tap Sportsnet. I'm your host, Brandon Suarez. You can follow me on X at BDon300. And today, we're going to be doing two things. We're going to be breaking down the 42-3 victory over Navy overseas in Dublin, Ireland. What a way to start the season. And then we're going to get you guys ready for this week's upcoming matchup, the home opener against Tennessee State, led by former Tennessee Titan Eddie George. But first things first, let's talk about that performance overseas in week zero against the Navy midshipmen. Going into this game, you know, I kind of said, you don't really know what to expect, right? It's Sam Hartman's first game at quarterback for Notre Dame. Obviously, you know what type of player Sam Hartman is and what he did in his time at Wake Forest. But the question marks began with the receiver room. And I think some of those questions were answered out there on Saturday. You saw some great plays made by Jaden Greathouse, by Jaden Thomas. I mean, in the running game, too, you had Audric Estime, who was running all over the yard. I didn't realize, but in the offseason, they actually moved Chris Tyree to wide receiver. And I think, you know, for the way that they played him last year, it kind of made sense because they were usually looking for him to catch a pass out of the backfield. They were throwing it to him in the flats. And if they're just going to use him in passing sense, you might as well just move him to a receiver. Why not, you know? So with that being said, we saw some distribution, right? We the last few years with Ian Book, with Tyler Buckner, with Drew Pine, it's been the tight end show with like the 1, 2, and 3 receivers getting catches. But on Saturday, we saw 9 different people catch the ball. Sam Hartman threw for 253 yards or 251 yards, and Jelly had 2. I had said, you know, going into this game, I didn't think Sam Hartman was going to play the whole game. I thought that we would be able to have our way with the midshipmen and just kind of rest up, get ready for Tennessee State, which is probably going to be a little bit of the same story where, yeah, we probably won't have our ones going the whole game just based off the fact that we should pummel them. But some great plays made by the young receivers in Jaden Greathouse, Jaden Thomas, Deion Colsey. They all find the end zone. Chris Tyree had 3 for 36, Estime 2 for 26. We got a Matt Salerno catch. Like, everybody was involved on the defensive side of the ball. And at the beginning of the game, at least the first drive, or on the offensive side of the ball, everyone was involved. But at least in the first drive, the defense had me a little worried until they got the stop and got off the ball or got off the field on fourth down. Jack Kaiser led the way, 8 tackles. Maurice LaFau with a number change. We're number 8 now. He had 7 total tackles with 4 solo. And then Javonte, John Baptiste, Nana Osafu-Mensah, Joshua Botman, Riley Mills, and DJ Brown all had tackles for loss. Or not DJ Brown, Cam Hart. Cam Hart. So those 5 players all had a singular tackle for loss. It was a good game. I mean, we killed them. We didn't really have to do anything in the second half. The game, by all intents and purposes, was won the first time we scored a touchdown because Navy, in my eyes, they really got shut out. They kicked a sad-ass field goal at the end of the game in order to prevent the shutout, which I guess you respect that. Like, nobody wants to go to a different country and lose 42-0 and literally score 0 points. But they made the field goal. They were able to get some points on the board for the day, and they weren't shut out. It was a pretty cut and dry win. And one of the things that I have always said about these type of wins is that it's hard to tell a lot about your team when you win this big or when you lose this big, right? It is a one-off game. I think this next week against Tennessee State will be a similar outcome. I think we should be able to beat them by 39, maybe even more. But the way I look at it is it's week one, first week with a new quarterback, second year of the Marcus Freeman era, and you did exactly what you were supposed to do. You went out there, you had a great offensive performance, and you even had a great defensive performance. Right now, I know there was only 14 teams that played on Saturday, but we have the best defense in the nation. I don't write the rules. Numbers just don't lie. So we'll see if anyone can pitch a shutout this week or keep someone to 3 points only. We got some games like Georgia, Tennessee, Martin, and shit like that. So I'm sure it is on the horizon for this week, but The defense looked a lot better than it did last year against Navy, considering this was a 35-32 game less than 365 days ago. On the offensive side of the ball, for my player of the game, I think it's easy. You got to go with Sam Hartman. First game at Notre Dame, 4 touchdown passes. He didn't even have to run the ball because it just wasn't a thing. Like, let's keep him in the pocket. Let's keep him upright. 19-23, though. 4 incompletions. 251 yards and a 10.9-yard average with a QBR of 97.9. Some would say that that is a rather successful debut for the former Wake Forest quarterback. In my eyes, as someone who's seen Sam Hartman play over the last 4 to 5 years, I knew that he was a great quarterback, but I didn't know what to expect, like I said, in this week zero opponent. And he checked every box for me, and he even got the young gun Steve Angeli a snap at the end of the game. So he did his job in that aspect. He went out there, he took care of business, he got off the field, and before you know it, we're already on to Tennessee State. Audric Estime looks like he could be a true blue Doak Walker candidate. I think that this is a guy that runs with a physicality and a tenacity that often isn't matched at the college football level. Like, the guy is an absolute stud, and I'm happy that he is our running back for this season and hopefully a couple more seasons after this. But this guy will be getting calls from the NFL teams on Sunday. But moving over to the defensive side of the ball, I was really impressed just with the way that they handled the option, because this is a one-off week, right? Like, you prepare – luckily, we had a whole offseason to prepare for this, but it's a one-off week in a sense that you're really not going to play a lot of teams that run the triple option or that run option more than just like a QB running back set. The fullback is always someone to worry about, and he looked like he was going to be a problem in Dabo Fofana at the beginning of the game. But in total – they only were able to rush for 126 yards, and they only passed for 43 yards. So, in my eyes, you did what you were supposed to do against a team that, yeah, obviously is a team that is lesser than us, but these are the type of games that, for a while, I think, honestly, until the Marshall game, Notre Dame had not lost a game that they were favored heavily in a long time. So, I think that what it comes down to for me is, did we go out there? Did we have a good offensive game? Did we have a good defensive game? I know we did miss a kick, so I can't say we had a perfect special teams game. But this went just about as perfect as you could have imagined, given the circumstances. So I think, too, and then obviously Navy had a new head coach, so you didn't really know what to expect. They let go of Kennedy and Matalolo in the offseason, and I think we were able to adjust, and we played this team way better than we played Navy last year. And it, there could only be so much turnover, you know what I'm saying? So I think all things considered, A-plus performance on my end. And I mean, we're on to Tennessee State, which is another team that is a team that we have no reason to not absolutely blow out at home, especially it's the home opener. Should still be pretty good weather out there in South Bend. And you know, those early games in September against teams that we should beat, we usually do end up beating by a lot. So defensively, though, I got to say, in my eyes, I'll go Morris Lufau for defensive player of the game. I just like the way that he moves sideline to sideline. He's a real aggressive tackler, and I just like the heart that he plays with, and I feel like that middle linebacker position at Notre Dame is a position that you have to have the heart for. You look at guys like Manti Te'o. Look at guys like Jack Kaiser that have played here. He's playing alongside of Drew White. Like, just some of the guys in the last 10 years that you can think of that these guys were maybe not the biggest guys, maybe not the strongest guys, but they played with a lot of heart between those lines, and you could always trust them come Saturday. I just like the way that they set the tempo early. They were very physical with the Navy offensive line. Now, obviously, we're a team that's way bigger than Navy, so you have to expect them to win the battle in the trenches, which they did, but it was a dominating performance. There was never a doubt in anybody's mind that we were going to go out there and we were going to handle business and win this football game. And they did everything that they were supposed to do. And I think that looking at a game against Tennessee State, this is the same type of game where you just go in, you handle what you're supposed to do, and you go 2-0 heading into North Carolina State. North Carolina State is probably going to be our first real test of the season. I said it on last week's show, but you still have to get through Tennessee State. You schedule them for a reason. But like I said also too last week, it's a pay game. It's a game that Tennessee State is literally getting paid to show up for, and we'll take care of the rest. I think that it's going to be an even bigger blowout than this week, but I also think that there's going to be a good portion of time where bench players will be playing. There's no line listed for this game. You're probably a sick fuck if you're betting it, but I am a sick fuck. I will try to pull it up on the books to see if it is available, but it's not available on ESPN. To give you a little bit of an idea, though, how much they believe that Notre Dame is going to win this game. Notre Dame is a 99% chance to win this game on the FPI with a 1% chance going in TSU's way. TSU did not play a game last week, and last season they amassed a record of, they went 4-7 last year. So not necessarily the best team, but second year with Eddie George at the helm, they should be in a little bit more of a positive direction than they were last year. But again, this is not even a Division I program. This is a team that if you lose to, cancel the season, and my head explodes live on the show next week. I don't think there's any which way that this happens. I think this is a game that you go into, and maybe even by halftime, the starters are out. I don't think that you need to play Sam Hartman more than two or three quarters in this game. Estimate, whoever it may be, this is a game that you go out there, you do what you're supposed to do in the first half, and then you get some young guys in the game to get them some experience, and then we roll into North Carolina State. This is the perfect opportunity to get a guy like Steve Angeli some live game snaps, get him out there moving, because the fact of the matter is, as well, it is all great to have Sam Hartman this year. The guy is not playing college football next year. So it's a one-year hired gun deal. You know, hopefully we can get a college football playoff or a New Year's Six Bowl victory out of it. That would be amazing. I would be super pumped about that. But you also still have to think about the future, because at the end of the day, it is a college football program. So I think this is a good game for both teams. Tennessee State's going to get to come play at Notre Dame Stadium, probably the biggest opponent that some of these guys will play at in their entire lives. And we get basically a free win, which Notre Dame really doesn't have this level of game. I think this is the first time that they've scheduled an HBCU, or maybe it's the first time that they've scheduled Tennessee State. And I think that, yeah, it's okay. We still have a very tough schedule outside of this game. Just because we have Tennessee State on the schedule in week two doesn't discredit the fact that we still play Ohio State, USC, and Clemson. So no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Still one of the hardest schedules in the nation. Georgia's playing Tennessee Martin this week, like I said. If Alabama can get away with playing the West Carolinas and the Woffords of the world late in the season, we can play Tennessee State in week two, and everything will be A-okay. It'll be kind of harder, a little bit harder to pick players of the game for this week, but I will say that I would look to one of the younger backs. I would look maybe to one of the younger receivers, maybe look in Jaden Greathouse's way again. Like, I do think that this is a game that there's going to be a little bit of everything, right? Like, maybe we'll be vanilla, but I also think that, in a sense, the play calling may be vanilla. We will look to get as many people involved in this game as possible. So looking at the distribution chart from last week, you know, they had nine different receivers or nine different pass catchers catch the ball. They ran the ball for almost 200 yards, and they threw the ball for 253. So looking at it like that, like, I'd like to look at guys like Jadarian Price, or like I said, Jaden Greathouse, Deion Colsey. These are the kind of guys that I'd like to see take that next step next week against an opponent that, by all means, like, yeah, even though you're an underclassman at Notre Dame, our twos and threes should be better than their ones and twos. You know what I'm saying? So that's just the way college football works. We are a higher program in the grand scheme of things. So the way you look at it like that, there's no way we lose this game. back to looking for the line. Let me just name search Notre Dame real quick on one of the books. Game kicks off at 2:30 Central, 3:30 Eastern Standard Time. But yeah, I don't have it listed on my book. I would imagine that this is a spread that's somewhere around 35. That's just my guess. Maybe our friends at the Action Network have something on this game. Yeah, it just says spread away, spread home. Yeah, it's, I assure you it's not Notre Dame plus one. So, yeah, I just maybe won't be having any markets for this game, and that's totally fine because it's going to be a weird game. It's going to be the ones in the first half, twos and threes in the second half, and everything else in between. But there's no way we lose this game. For a score prediction, I feel like this is a game that we could hang 50. So I'll say 56-7. And then on the defensive side of the ball, I believe that this is a game that has Jack Kaiser written all over it. Jack Kaiser, 10-plus tackles. I think that he creates a strip sack, or maybe he gets a pick, finds a turnover somewhere along the lines. And I want to say that, actually, no, if Navy can't score a touchdown, why should Tennessee State? Well, maybe they get one against the twos and threes. So that's why I got the seven in there. But I still don't see this team getting into double digits. I see us having the ability to put up anywhere to 56, 63 points in this game. Like, this should be a very fun afternoon to be out at, you know, Notre Dame Stadium. I anticipate it'll be another sellout, and hopefully the weather will be beautiful if you are traveling to the game. I unfortunately will not be traveling to the game. I got the end of the season at my job. I work for a baseball team called the Kane County Cougars out here in Illinois, and we got the last homestand of the season, so I will be watching a little bit before I go to work, and then I will be watching a little bit at work before the game starts. So just if you're there, have fun, drink responsibly, bet responsibly, and make sure to cheer as loud as possible for the Notre Dame. And also, too, take a stop at the Grotto. It's one of my mom and I's favorite places if not our favorite place every time we go there. Get a quick pregame prayer and have yourself a Saturday. I know I got to get out there at least once this year. Still looking at which game I do want to end up going to, but it is always something that I try to do at least once a year as an Illinois Irish fan, is to get over to Notre Dame once a year for a game. So defensively, I got Jack Kaiser. Offensively, like I said, look to some of the young guns. Look to guys like Deion Colsey. Look to Jaden Greathouse. Look to Jeremiah Love. Look to Jadarian Price. Like, these are all guys that will probably see a higher snap load here on Saturday. And I would expect, like I said, for the ones to be out of the game by the end of the third quarter at the very latest. But with that being said, I do think that the performance that we had out there on Saturday woke the rest of the nation up to what this team could be this season. Sam Hartman has the keys to a Ferrari. We haven't had a quarterback like this in a very long time. And I know I stressed it a lot in the week one show or in the week zero show, but Sam Hartman is going to be the difference maker on where this team ultimately ends up. I would literally run through a brick wall if he gets us to the college football playoff. And I think it's the perfect marriage as far as college football goes, right? Because Sam Hartman was a great quarterback at Wake Forest, but Wake Forest didn't have the team around him, right? Sam Hartman is a great quarterback still at Notre Dame, but he has a great team around him. The sky is the limit. The possibilities are endless. And I could not be happier to be a Notre Dame fan with the schedule that we have and the team that we have. This is what college football is all about. I am extremely excited to see where this team goes for this season. And I know it's just the beginning, but my hopes are all the way up. And I can't wait to see what we do out here on Saturday. I'm going to go, I'll say 56-3. I'm going to take it back. No touchdown. 56-3. find a way to win a football game. I know it won't be too hard this Saturday. And this is one of the weeks that, although it was true last week too, he won by 39. Mom always said, Irish by 1,000. And you guys know, like I always say, let's find a way to win a football game out there on Saturday. We'll be back in the middle of the week to break down another Fighting Irish victory here in the week one of the college football season against Tennessee State. And then we will be getting you guys prepared for our first huge matchup of the season against North Carolina State, an ACC opponent, as we open up our quote-unquote conference play, one of our six ACC games. But I really do appreciate you guys for tuning in for the Week Zero show as well as the Week One show. And then for all our people that interact with us during game day with all the game day tweets and throughout the week with all the other content. But with that being said, we'll be back to you guys next week, and go Irish.